The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't! Yes, he did!
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sacktown Sports.
I avoided it as long as I could, but last night, after I got back from the kids' recital, got in bed, turned on the old Netflix, and I finished The Crown, final episode. I'm now an orphan. I need something to binge.
Kings basketball?
Yep, gonna do that.
The NCAA, you've got about 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks of NCAA tournament.
Would you like a quick NCAA fact before we get to the Kings?
Yeah.
I think you'll like this one. The last Division I game to feature opposing players with the same first name, with the same spelling, born in the same city, was Cal's Jordan Matthews and Oregon's Jordan Bell in 2016. That was in L.A. Today, BYU will take on Duquesne. Fuseni Traore and Fuseni Drame were both born in Bamako, Mali. F-O-U-S-S-E-Y-N-I. That's how you spell the first name. They've now taken that over. So there you go. That okay. is the most random NCAA stat you're going to hear.
You said I would like this.
No. This one you're going to like. Okay. According to our own Chris Watkins, Keon Ellis has recorded 34 deflections, 20 steals, and 9 blocks. In 9 games so far in the month of March. Do you like that?
I do.
Okay. And then finally, Jason, this may surprise you, but this was 10 years ago today.
Backcourt, a run out. White Jr., is he going to take it home? Got it. Lay up. All the way to the other end, coast to coast. Cook across the timeline. 4-3. Shot up. Good with 0.2 seconds. 78-71. Inbound pass. White Jr. Do you believe in miracles? In Raleigh, North Carolina on a Friday afternoon. Mercer, first NCAA appearance since 1985, has defeated the Duke Blue Devils, the team with the most NCAA tournament wins.
Mercer over Duke. Number 14 over number 3.
I did not pick that.
I did not either. How do you believe miracles?
on a Friday afternoon.
Does that count as stealing Al Michaels' stuff? A little bit, right?
A little bit.
But we'll let him get away with it because of the cool accent.
It's okay with the accent.
Cue up John Tesh, would you? We got to finish this off. 3 in the key. Jason, we got a game tonight.
Not the first time you said that, huh?
Hey.
You know.
Kings, Wizards. Earlier start now.
Yes.
4 p.m. And you got all that. The NCAA games going on. Oh, la, la, la. It's just crazy
it's
for
a big
sports.
Day.
Guys, well, by the way, a lot of people on the YouTube chat said, bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah, they saw you sneeze during the break.
Or was it me just now?
Oh, well, maybe there's going to be more bless yous coming. I hope the Kings are blessed tonight with a victory. Now, if you remember yesterday, the Kings went to Toronto. The line on that game was Kings by 11.5. They won that game by like 97. They get through Toronto Customs, get to Washington, rested the starters in the fourth quarter, though, for the most part. And they play the 11-58 Wizards, 4-28 at home. Christopher Lott, I think we started with Jason yesterday, if I remember correctly. Who is favored? And by how much?
The Kings are favored by 7.5.
Jason Ross. Oh. Voice of the Sac State Hornets.
Yesterday was 11.5?
Yeah, I remember.
Instincts should be higher today, but second night of a back-to-back.
Long flight.
12.5.
You went with your instincts.
Yeah. But I dropped it. Actually, I thought it would have been like 14.
14 and a half.
I'm going to drop it a little bit. 12.5.
Little too much instinct.
It's Chris.
But not too much instinct. Just a little too much.
11
it's
and
not 12.5. Kings favored by 11.5.
Oh, right back there. Okay.
11.5 tonight, and we're looking forward to a big matchup. Domantas Sabonis, Kyle Kuzma. This time, it's for real. So there you go.
Okay.
3 in the key tonight, Jason Ross.
Yes, here we go. Dave, Chris, myself. Who's going to have the last field goal made by the Sacramento Kings tonight?
I will go with... Hey, you know what? He's on a hot streak. Give me Kessler Edwards.
Edwards? Okay. I'm going to go with Davion.
Davion, my wayward son.
Oh, is that what we're going to play when he makes a basket?
Yes.
It's going to be a show tune.
Everything
at the right. Arena.
I'm going to say Chris Duarte.
All right. Second category. I don't know. Dave, give us a category.
Oh, geez. You're putting me on the spot.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go easy yet not. Who will be leading at halftime and by how much?
Halftime score?
Halftime lead. Just the team and the lead.
Okay.
I'll make it easy for you. I'll give you a number to chase. I will say the Kings will be leading by 9.
Okay, I have Kings 11.
Kings 6.
Okay. And lastly, guys, random stats. Something different, something odd, something weird that'll happen tonight.
I start everything, Chris.
Chris Duarte will have 3 threes tonight.
Wowzers. I will say, oh, wow, no Marvin Bagley. That's what I was going for.
You said Nomar, and I got instinctively excited.
Wow, Bagley's out. You know what? Jordan Poole's going to go for 30.
Okay. 30 or more?
Yeah, I wonder what he did. Let's see what Jordan's been doing.
Yeah, but remember the thought was that he would go to D.C. Like, they weren't going to be very good, but he might lead the league in scoring.
He might lead the league
in
scoring.
He's just been...
Well, Jason, in his last game versus Houston, he was 5 of 18 for 13 points. But against Boston, he was 12 of 19 with 31. Against Chicago, 4 of 12 for 13. Against Houston, he had 25. So he had 13 in his last game. There we go. If we go up, down, up, down, up, down, all I do is win. We're going to be close tonight.
Okay.
Okay.
I have Keegan Murray. We'll have a double-double. Asterisk will be spotted clearly in the picture.
Oh, I like the... You just went for a parlay.
I did.
I like the first part.
The double-double?
Yeah, because it could be on the court. It could be we could find out from friends. Maybe it was in and out after the game.
True.
Maybe he'll be clearly shown because he'll be the defensive player of the game.
Oh,
actually, that would be funny if he got it and he was hidden.
That would be so hilarious. You just see, like, the necklace is over somebody's shoulder and you see an eye. Yeah, a knee or an eye. Give me an E. Give me an R.
Give me a Keegan.
All right. So that's that. Always remember you can play along at home.
Yes.
Don't forget ELO tickets in about 20 minutes. We're about 5 minutes away from the tip-off.
Michigan State, Mississippi State.
Hey, hey.
A 9-8.
I think I have Mississippi State.
Dumb decision.
Yeah.
Bad call.
Going against Tom Izzo. Wait, you guys both have Michigan State?
I will never pick against Michigan State ever again.
What?
I have Michigan State winning the whole thing.
I mean, no, it is Tom Izzo. What are they in? The Midwest, probably? No, well, Michigan State sucks, so they'll go wherever. They could be in the South for all I know. Well, it is Michigan State. We're trying to do a show here. Oh, my God, they're in the West. Yeah.
Makes sense.
I have Mississippi State. The Mississippi State, Bulldogs versus the Michigan. You know what, though? Go out, a bunch of Draymond Green lovers. Who you are.
Got us.
Got you. Sacramento had a season-best number last night, Jason.
In a lot of categories.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not just one.
No.
Wow.
Would you like to know what they were?
Was it 2?
No, it was more than that.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Largest
road win of the season, 34 points.
Okay.
Almost beat the Milwaukee home win. Biggest lead of the season, though, when they led by 38.
Yeah, I was really wanting a 40-point win.
Scored their most points off of turnovers, which was 33.
Yeah, the active hands.
Just active. Most second-chance points in a game with 28.
Wow.
Most fast break points with 26.
That's funny you say most second-chance points with 28. Is it just me, or did it feel like, despite everything, the only thing that really got me mad is it felt like there was like 6 possessions last night where Toronto had like 17 offensive rebounds.
Yeah, their rebounding wasn't great, but they had 1 or 2. I was like, how many rebounds are they going to get? We said the most fast break points, 26.
Fewest
points allowed,
You know what? I didn't realize that. That's their fewest all year. Okay.
89.
Let's go.
And then now here they are. Season best, 12 games above 500. Now, this one I found interesting because some people are like, oh, you know, they're on their way to the playoffs, which, again, they could still be a play-in team and technically miss out on the playoffs if things went terribly wrong. But they got their 40th win.
Uh-huh.
Dave, this team has been here in this city 39 years.
Yeah.
This is their ninth best season already. Ever.
Already.
And they got more games to go.
They have 14 games left.
If they can win two more games in this time they've been in this city, they have 8 winning seasons under Rick Adelman.
Yeah.
And this would be 2 under Mike Brown. That's it.
And that's it.
10 winning seasons. One of them under Adelman, they won 27, but they're 27
fine.
And 23.
Right here.
But this is one of their best seasons
ever. Not George Karl. No. Not Luke Walton. Not Eric Musselman. Not Reggie Theus. Not Ty Corbin. Not Mike Malone.
Not Kenny Natt.
Wow, not Kenny Natt.
Not Dick Motta. Not Jerry Reynolds.
Oh, can you say that on the air?
Bill Russell.
Which really surprised me. Bill did a great job here.
Jaeger.
Jaeger.
They were really close to 40. They were pushing for that, never got there.
Yeah, they win tonight. They will have clinched a 500 season.
Yeah, which, again, doesn't seem like that's a big deal.
But remember, that was like that's part of what the whole firing Jaeger thing, speaking of. Jason, the Sacramento Kings have 14 games left. Sacramento Kings will have to go 10-4 to win 50 games. And when you look at the games that are left, Washington tonight, win. I mean,
it would be clearly disappointing if it's not.
Fair to say, if you had to bet, that they will get at least one win between Washington and Orlando.
Yes.
Okay. Home Philly. You got to go one way or the other.
I'll say win.
I'll say loss four. That's the first game back after a road trip.
Okay, so we have them. You have them 1-2. I have them 2-1.
All right. I think they're going to get both off of Dallas.
Okay, I'll go the other way and say they split. What are we, 3-3?
Yes.
No, wait.
I got them 1-2-3. I got them at 3-2.
3-2, okay.
Utah at home.
4-2.
4-2. Clippers at home.
Which, again, this is all dangerous.
Yeah,
I'll just say a loss. It'll be tough on 4-3.
Okay. I'll say 4-3 as well. At New York?
Loss, 4-4.
At Boston?
4-5.
I agree. At Brooklyn?
5-5.
I agree. At Oklahoma City?
I'm going to be nice to them. I mean, it's been tough, so I'm going to give them 1-6.
Okay, 6-5, I'll say 5-6. Home New Orleans?
You know what? In fairness, split the New Orleans. So they'll lose that, 6-6.
Okay, I'll agree with you. Home Phoenix?
7-6.
I agree. Home Portland.
The last one that might be weird because it might not matter, but
you know what?
I'm just going to be tough. 7-7.
7-7.
Whatever.
8-6.
If they get to 8, that matches last year. That's 48.
I think 9-5 would actually be oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Still not 50.
No.
So we're saying probably somewhere fair to say around the right over-under on this team. It's probably about 47.5, I think.
Yeah.
It's going to be close.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't mean they won't go 44.
Right.
It doesn't mean they won't go 51. I don't know what the hell with this team.
They are playing better now, but
we'll see. We will take a break. And by the way, it's just a 30-second break here, so don't go away. And by the way, why would you go away if it was a 5-minute break?
Right.
You know, help out our sponsors.
Stay with us.
We'll preview tonight's game. Also, the tournament will be underway in seconds. We'll update you on the score and much more before we get to what to watch, ELO tickets and crosstalk, celebrity birthdays, and more. Right now, though, before we go to break, I need to talk to you about my good friends at American Energy, Jason Jones. I've gone almost an entire show, and I have not brought up our friends at American Energy one time, and I got to be honest, I apologize. Because summer is right around the corner. Pretty soon, you're going to be sitting in a bowl of Jell-O trying to cool down or whatever you do. It's a real genius reference for you kids out there. Kent? You're going to be doing all that, trying to keep cool, and maybe you should have gone to American Energy originally. Now, I got a lot of stuff for you here. But how about you switch to electric? My wife was, I think we might actually do this. My wife was just talking to me yesterday about our PG&E bill, and meow, it's a lot of money. He switched to electric this spring. You can save big with American Energy, and you can stay ahead of those spiking energy bills this summer with up to $9,000 in rebates on a new ultra-high efficiency comfort system. Now, American Energy is providing huge rebates from SMUD as well as spring specials by installing one of many incredibly efficient AC options available to you right meow. Get rid of those fluctuating gas bills in the winter. Switch to year-round, all-electric with American Energy. Let American Energy perform a free in-home energy efficiency analysis and see where they can help you save for the warmer months ahead. Hey, these guys are the best. Been in business since 81. A-plus Better Business Bureau. Learn more by calling 916-520-9990. That's 916-520-9990. Or AmericanEnergyAir.com. 3-0 Michigan State. Ah, God, my bracket's busted. 916-520-9990. AmericanEnergy.com. Tell them Carmichael Dave sent you. Wizards, Kings, preview next. Sacktown Sports.
Michael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
Call or text at 916-339-1140
on Sacktown Sports.
Let's go! Such a great song. This is a We'll Live Forever. Put this on and you tap your feet.
Great music video, too.
In the one where they're on the treadmills? Yeah. What is this? Is it OK Go? Hey. Well, Mississippi State on a 2-0 run, but it's still 5-2 Michigan State. An upset in the making already. 9-8, and my bracket busted.
You busted.
Wizards, Kings tonight. Jason, at least they're not Detroit with the worst record in the league, right?
I was kind of hoping that the Wizards would break Detroit's record for most losses in a row. It was happening.
It was.
Yeah.
And wouldn't they have?
It would have been close to around today.
Yeah. Let's see what JR thinks. Uh-oh. Good morning, JR.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, we are fantabulous. How are you, Junior?
Good. Does the win in Canada count as a full win, or is it more like a Buffalo coin? Exchange rate.
Yeah, you have to go with the exchange rate, but you douse yourself in maple and make it happen. Just be polite to your neighbor.
Yeah, I was wondering if Katie made it across the customs. I heard she stole some ketchup chips and maple syrup, and I was wondering if they let her through.
She was trying to import a bunch of homemade dog food. They stopped her. She had to take a train to D.C. It's all right. She
super convenient.
Super convenient.
The dog sniffed it out. I can see her getting busted with a whole bunch of stuff in her purse.
Yeah. The dogs would sniff out. Yeah. They'd sniff out the homemade dog.
And then Drape's running away from her going, I don't know her.
Right. And then as he started running, he stepped on her foot.
There we go.
Yeah,
and he lost his wallet, and he forgot to take the elevator to the first floor.
That's right.
Wherever, you know, Drapes.
Yeah, Drapes.
Hey, I got him at 50 wins. I know your big brains need to think things through, but I love when Jay goes with his instinct. We got 50 wins in our pocket. It's coming.
In the bag?
I mean, dude, you got to go 10-4 the rest of the way, and that's a...
We get both Dallas wins. By the way, why the hell did we play Dallas, take 2 days off, and play them again?
Did you guys figure that one out yet?
No.
Because Luca loves Sacramento.
He does. He's going to be hanging
out here. He's so mad he didn't come. Oh, my God. He knows they made the wrong choice, right?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to old Bag the Dog 3? Where's he at?
He's out for the Wizards tonight, as a matter of fact.
Oh, he'll probably have a field day. Yeah. You should have had that bet. He'll probably go... You know, triple, whatever that is.
There were a lot of things I expected. What I didn't expect was for Marvin to be out tonight due to injury.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Oh, man. Wow. He's always injured. I'm sure his dad will call in and say that was a coach's or a player's.
His dad's due to ask for a trade pretty soon.
It's about time. Hey, JR. JR's gone. Hey, JR, let Dave hang up on you.
I thought we were moving
on. I was going to ask him who he had winning the whole thing because I bet he had St. Mary's.
Oh, he told me. Yeah, he does. He has St. Mary's. Okay. The Gales.
Yeah.
The Wizards now have the worst record in the NBA. Thank you, JR.
Yeah.
What the heck?
I looked at their wins.
Yeah.
Here's how today could be the Willody. You know they have 2 wins against teams above 500.
Oh.
Like when they say anybody can beat anybody, which is still factually true.
Yeah.
I mean, their wins are against, like, they have, I think, a couple against Detroit.
They beat
Spurs,
Memphis.
Charlotte.
They beat Charlotte.
So you'll find their wins against two teams above 500.
They beat Detroit.
Nope.
They beat Indiana.
There's one.
Who won that trade? They beat Portland in Portland.
Yeah.
Beat Brooklyn. Beat Atlanta.
Nope.
Detroit again.
Yeah.
And San Antonio. Back-to-back wins. Two-game winning streak there.
They're hot.
Then they lost a bunch in a row. Then they won two in a row against Charlotte, which don't laugh. We can't. We can't beat Charlotte. And then they went. Maybe this is the weirdest result of the year. Well, no, still Detroit and Sacramento probably. But I don't know. Going into Miami.
Yeah.
And beating Miami. And they have not won since then.
So they've beaten Miami and Indiana, the two teams above 500.
God, what? How do you have such a crap ball? How do you get a team to be so crap ball, says the Kings fan?
Yeah.
But, like, they just suck. And it's like, who are their guys? Jordan Poole and Kyle Kuzma? Am I missing somebody else?
That's Opti, like, has been okay, but he's actually questionable for tonight. Yeah.
Just devoid of everything. They'll probably get a good draft pick this year and screw it up.
Right.
But they don't, it's not like they have a cupboard full of things.
Right.
I mean, at least Detroit has some young talent. They'll get another draft pick. I think the Wizards might be top to bottom the worst team in the league. Like, of if you had to take a franchise and everything with it, roster, coaches, draft picks, all that stuff. Oh, Jordan Poole, Kyle Kuzma, Tyus Jones, Marvin Bagley, Rashawn Holmes, love him, Landry Shamet, DeLon Wright, was his whole team Kings? Bilal Coulibaly.
Danny, Wright's gone.
Huh?
Wright's a Miami.
Wright's gone. No, you're right. Johnny Davis, Corey Kispert. That was a great draft pick. Taj Gibson. Well, they have Isaiah Livers.
Okay.
Justin Champagne. What a crappy team. No offense.
Yeah. Got to beat them.
They're paying $150 million for that team. Ted Leonsis.
How much of it is Jordan Poole?
$28 million of it. Of that, well, actually,
doesn't he go up though?
Yeah. He, by the way, $53 million of that $149 million is Poole and Kuzma. Yeah. Jordan Poole goes 28, 30, 32, 35.
Wow.
Voof.
Yeah.
That's just surprising that you can get that bad. And with nothing. And this is, again, why if I'm Dave Leonsis, son of Ted, I take over the Wizards. Dad passes away or retires. Let's go with that. The first thing I'm doing, not the second. Well, okay, the first thing, I'm getting the keys to the gym, you know, when they hand it over. I'm calling Sam Presti's agent. How much longer is your contract? Oh. Then I'm going to call the Thunder. Oh, he has 2 years left on his contract. We want Sam Presti. What can we give you? And then you know what I'm doing? I'm offering Sam Presti like a 5-year, $100 million deal. Said it before and I'll say it again. Jordan Poole is making $28 million. Now, Jason Ross, I'm going to give you a brand new franchise and I'm going to give you a $28 million salary slot. Would you rather spend, do you think your team would be better short and long term with A, Jordan Poole, or B, Sam Presti?
Easy answer, Sam Presti.
Easy answer, Sam Presti, which would make him by far the highest paid executive in the league.
Yeah.
That to me is ridiculous. And we can go on and look at these players and how overpaid they are. And you know the neat thing about Sam Presti and paying him $28 million? Doesn't count against the cap.
Right.
Doesn't count against the cap. The value of the Monty McNairs, the Sam Prestis, the R.C. Bufords back in the day, the Jerry Wests, it's just very difficult to, you know, Bob Myers is a free agent. Mm-hmm. Hell, although I'm not entirely convinced how much of that was him and how much of that was Jerry back in the day. But, you know, you got to be able to build a team. And if I'm Sam Presti, I go in there and I go, okay, boy, do we have a bunch of crap. It's like you open up the fridge after a 3-week vacation and you had a power outage.
Right.
That's the Wizards cupboard right now. You got to clear it out. You got to immediately take the garbage out because everything smells like an egg. You got to formula 409 the whole thing and then just slowly but surely start. It ain't going to happen in a year.
Yeah.
But I also think that especially in the NBA, I think fans these days are savvy enough to know, like, you know what? We don't like losing. But if you're doing the right things, if you're doing the Sam Presti, the Danny Ainge, if we can see that you're building things and acquiring assets, we can put up with a couple 3 years of being super crap.
Right.
If we know there's a future. There's no future here with
not
the Wizards.
Not at all. Not at all.
You can't look at this team and go, well, you know, next year, maybe.
Where's the hope?
I mean, they live in D.C. The cherry blossoms are happening right now. You can go to the Lincoln Memorial. Yeah, sure. There's a lot of nice things to visit. Ben's Chili Bowl. We talked about that. So I guess that's it. We'll take a break when we come back. What to watch tonight? ELO tickets. And then we will crosstalk with the Styles and the Watkins.
Happy birthday, Allen Styles.
I can't even believe he's working through it. What a gamer. We'll do all that right after this.
In local sports.
Yeah, just to make it interesting, you know.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross
on Sacktown Sports.
Here's Cal Worthington, and it's a
spot. If your legs on the cash, go see Cal. Troubles over in a flash, go see Cal.
If other dealers you have cussed, here's a dealer you can trust. All you have to do is just go see Cal.
You know, everybody.
Random.
Random shout to Cal Worthington. I know I believe he passed just a couple years ago. But did they have those? And I know Cal Worthington wasn't just here. They have those where you grew up too?
Yeah, Southern California, they sure did.
Cal Worthington and his dog Spot. But hey, you know what though? Here's the best part about him is it was never a dog. It was always like a tiger or an elephant or a camel, zebra. It was never a dog. So he just had this guy in this cowboy hat. Selling cars and he had a tiger and you're like, hey, look at the damn tiger, I'm buying one. That was back in the days, kids, where you had like, I only remember two. I remember, let's see if you, well, no, again, you weren't up here at the time. There was Cal Worthington and then there was John L. Sullivan.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That was, I feel like that was, you know, I'm sure there were other ones, but those were the two. And you had Tom Labrie's Night Comfort Theater. I just made everybody over 40 get the feels there. You had Tom Labrie's Night Comfort Theater on Channel 40. And then Whitey's, God, what was it called? Like, it wasn't...
Oh, Creep? Oh, no,
it
Night...
It wasn't Freak... Night... Not Night... It was like, it wasn't like Freaky Friday or anything. It was something like that. Yeah, what...
Night Fright? Fright Night?
Yes, something like that. Let me see if I can Google it. Whitey would know. Whitey Gleason movie show. During the 1990-1994 years, Whitey hosted the horror movie show Fright Night Theater.
There we go, close.
On Channel 58. Let's bring that back.
With Whitey hosting?
Yeah, Whitey hosting.
I wouldn't mind taking a stab at that. I like horror movies.
You know what? You could do that. You guys could team up on that, and then he like passes the proverbial torch. One day, and that's Christopher Lodge, Fright Night Theater.
What was the one, Mystery
Science Theater 3000, which I never have asked him this question before. I have to know it. I think I know it for a fact. Chris, did you ever watch that show?
It was one of those weird ones where, like, I never set out to watch it, but I'd go to sleep with the TV on.
I feel like that's a show you'd love.
I kind of remember it. Mm.
20-8, Michigan State over Mississippi State.
You in trouble?
It's you're like busted?
I don't even know. I'm sure he did. Did Warren Buffett do the billion-dollar?
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Like, that's the biggest scam. I'm not saying a scam, but, like, right. There's no way
it's impossible.
Anybody's ever going to. Look, we've done this for fun for 30-plus years, almost 40 probably for me. Nobody has ever had a perfect first round. We don't have millions of people.
Yeah, but still.
One year, I had 30 of 32.
That's fantastic. That's if you really have, like, good. 28 with your final four, you're in great shape. 26 is fine.
Well, I'm out.
You're out. 20-8, you're done.
Excuse me.
You're busted.
I'm allergic to perfect first rounds, apparently.
Who are they attached with? UConn? You mean, like, the 8-9? Who's the one above them?
In the bracket?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is UConn.
It is UConn. It's the
I think I have Michigan State beating UConn.
Oh, do you? Well, hey. Well, they're looking great right now. Tom Izzo, stupid. You know who's great? The Kings on defense since the All-Star break, thanks to our guy Professor Oak online. The Kings are, by the way, seventh since the All-Star break in offensive rating. They're 13th in defensive rating.
Hey, how's about that?
Net rating sixth. In March, they're seventh in offensive rating. They're fifth in defensive rating, third in their overall net rating. We talked about Chris Watkins putting this up here pre-All-Star break. The Kings had 13.8 deflections per game. That's 18th in the NBA. Post-All-Star break, 17.1. Jason, that's good for first in the National Basketball Association. Since Frankie shrunk the size even more. You got to love these stats. Since March 10th. The Sacramento Kings in defensive rating are second only to the New York Knicks. They're 3 points behind the Knicks. They are 4.5 points ahead of third place, the Orlando Magic. Finally, Jackson Frank says the Kings are 8-1 when Keon Ellis plays 20 or more minutes and are 7-2 with the NBA's fifth-ranked defense since Keon Ellis rejoined the rotation.
Facts.
Kings Wizards tonight, 4 p.m. Don't forget that an early start. Yeah, I say we're for the Kings. Jazz Mavericks in Dallas. Go Utah.
Yep.
Knicks and Nuggets in Denver.
That's fine. Whatever. Knicks don't have to win that one.
It's going to be an interesting game, though.
Yeah.
I like the way the Knicks are playing right now. I'm curious to see how that matches up with the Nuggets. And then the Hawks take on the Suns. Let's go, Atlanta. So that is, counting the Kings in the Western Conference here, 1, 2, 3, 4 games going on tonight. That's interesting to us. So let's take the 1, 2, 3, 4th caller at 1-800-920-1140. Go see Jeff Lynn's ELO. Live Nation is teamed up with Sacktown Sports for your chance to see Jeff Lynn's ELO at Golden One Center October 23rd. All you have to do is hit up caller, hit up 1-800-920-1140, the Folsom Lake Honda Hotline. And you get caller number 4. And you get a pair of tickets. And you get CELO, Jeff Lindsay ELO, October 23rd. For more information, go to SacktownSports.com. We will take a break. Jason Ross, we got a crosstalk coming up.
Yeah, we do. The birthday boy.
A very special crosstalk, as it is now 20-13, Mississippi State on a 5-0 run looking to bust Chris Verlade's bracket.
You busted?
And if that happens, we're going to have to do something nice for Chris. You know what I will do? I will give him $16,500 off MSRP on the brand new 2024 Ram 2500 Laramies. That's happening at Hoblet Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and Woodland. It's Ram Truck Month. One of the nicest and most capable trucks. Really nice truck. It says please and thank you. It clears the table when it's done eating. You can buy it, though, with the biggest savings of the year. It's huge. We have over, and by we, I mean they, have over 200 available. So why choose Hoblet? I'll tell you why. Because they do things different at Hoblet. They want to help you find the vehicle you need at the best possible price. That's why there's not a bunch of dealer markups, surprise add-ons, or hidden fees. That's an 8-0 run, baby. Let's go. Sorry. And Hoblet's become California's number one new Ram truck dealer. At Hoblet, you get the small town experience with the big city savings and selection. So listen. Listen closely. If you're looking for a truck, Hoblet should be your first and only stop. See their full selection at HobletDodge.com. Unbeatable prices on unbeatable selection. Hey, nobody beats Hoblet, period. We'll take a break. Crosstalk and celebrity birthdays next on Sacktown Sports.
It's time for the news of the day.
The latest headlines, the biggest stories,
hard-hitting analysis.
Yeah, this is none of those things.
And now,
here's Carmichael Dave and Jason Ross.
All right, everyone's here. Yay.
Woo!
Go. update. Mississippi State on a 7-0 run.
No, more importantly, that game. That's one of my upsets.
Oh, Duquesne.
Yes.
Up 5-0 on BU.
What's sus?
Duquesne Dukes. Yeah.
I think it's the first time they've been in the tournament since the 70s.
Yeah.
And LeBron sent them shoes, which is really weird because I thought Duquesne was a basketball school.
So did I. I thought the same thing.
Because I don't think they have a football. I don't know that they do anything else.
It's the only Duke. You're thinking of Duke.
No, but it's the only Duquesne. The only reason I know. Why else would I know Duquesne? Maybe they were in the 90s.
I'm telling you, they. Yeah, maybe they were good, but not good enough to be in the tournament. I don't know.
I gave this stat earlier to Jason Ross. This is your stat of the day, gentlemen. Wow, 7-0 Duquesne.
By the way, just as a random.
Yeah.
I'm looking at our pool.
Yeah.
Someone, one that I see, picked BYU.
Really?
That was me.
No, to win the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they do not have clean underwear right now. The last Division I game, period, to feature we don't have Chris. The last Division I game to feature opposing players with the same first name and same spelling, born in the same city.
Mm.
Cal's Jordan Matthews and Oregon's Jordan Bell in 2016.
Mm.
Until today. In this game right here, BYU-Duquesne. From BYU, Fasani Traore.
I'm sorry.
And Fasani Drame, both born in Bamako, Mali. Fossey is how you spell
That's
both
Fasani.
First names. Fasani. That is completely Fasani. What are the odds of that?
Not incredibly minimal.
Yes.
Right?
Incredibly.
Today is Alan Stiles' birthday.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Alan, finally drink.
Nate, Chris, Jason, Chris Watkins, and myself got together. Oh. It's nothing.
Yeah.
It's not anything. Don't get your hopes up or anything.
It's literally nothing.
No, I got it. We didn't even wrap it up, but hey, look. Welcome to Sacramento. We got you a Sac Republic scarf, and you can wear that.
Is that the one that was over here?
Yeah.
Let's not
it's
ask
not
questions
there
about it's Thank not you. What's important. What's important is representing the city. We know you're trying so hard to acclimate yourself,
mm-hmm.
and you are part of the, I would say 50%, to be honest, of the fastest growing morning show. Mm,
that's right.
In Sacramento, if not the world.
Mm-hmm. Shade thrown at Nate over here.
What? Yeah. Oh, the 50-50? Oh, I get it. Oh, at least 33%.
Well, thank you. Yeah. And I do have an announcement here on
my birthday. Really? You just got here.
Yeah. I would like to just say this and just get it out there.
Oh, God.
Here on my birthday, I am announcing that I will be participating and probably winning Mr. Sacramento 2024.
Wait, what even is that?
Yeah. Started last year.
Is that a pageant?
I guess it's a pageant.
It's a... A what?
A mangent.
A mangent? Oh, like a man pageant?
I guess.
I saw it
on the news at the end of last year.
Is there
but it was too late.
Is there a swimsuit competition?
I don't believe so.
Oh.
You can use that as your sash.
I will.
Yeah.
What's your talent?
You can,
I can talk really well. I just start talking Kings on the stage.
That would actually, I think, win.
Keon Ellis defensive rating
on
off.
If you give your thoughts on fantasy football.
Yeah, yeah.
Ellis Island.
Yeah. Ellis Island, making nicknames, jingles, all those.
Jingle King.
Things. That's right. Mr. Sacramento, 2024.
AB916 says, happy birthday, Alan. So glad you joined Sacktown Sports.
Thank you so much.
That's nice.
Good to be here.
You know what? That's nice. Give it up for Alan.
I'm glad Alan's here.
Well, you know what, guys? That's already one celebrity birthday out of the way. And what better way to celebrate?
We never got an age.
We never got an age?
Yes. Mm. Oh. I know Chris probably knows.
No better way to celebrate with family and friends than with Crumble Cookies. Crumble Cookies, yum, yum. They're so damn good.
So good.
Yeah, back to you, Jason.
By the way, do you know, have you looked up before people born on your birthday or not really?
Oh, yeah.
I know buddies and friends, but not celebrities.
Okay, just checking.
Mm-hmm. Wait, never mind.
I don't have
anybody. I see on Facebook.
I, literally have nobody born on my birthday, August 11th. It's, Hulk Hogan. I guess that's one.
Come on.
And, Jim Baker or something. But then that's the day we lost Robin Williams.
Mm.
And that is now what I will remember August 11th for the rest of my life. Jason, back to you, celebrity birthdays.
On that note, happy birthday to Adrian.
Beltran. Wojnowski.
Broner.
Balboa.
Wow, 0-4. I thought we'd get there. AP.
Peterson.
Adrian Peterson.
Peterson. All day.
He is. AP's 39 today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. He played for a while.
Yeah.
38.
It's 39.
Oh, 239's 38.
40, yeah.
40. We have a correct answer. It's 39. Yeah. You guys got it. Yeah. You knew that, huh?
Boom.
I did.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
Should have recused yourself.
Well, I didn't know it.
Not you, Chris.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They've got it right.
Happy birthday, Matthew.
McConaughey.
Broderick.
Stafford.
George Broderick.
Ferris.
Ferris Bueller. Matthew Broderick.
I still have hopes he'll have the sequel.
He killed the guy.
Ferris Bueller. How old is Matthew Broderick?
Whoa.
Goodness. Ferris. Oh, my dad wants me to say it's Fairly Dickinson, not Farley Dickinson.
Yeah, it is. There's an I in there.
Yeah.
Ferris is 65.
Oh.
Matthew Broderick.
63.
Oh.
61.
62.
We have a correct answer. Christopher Lott, 62. Ooh,
well done. By the way, today is National Spray Tanning Day.
Mm, good.
Good.
Back to you.
Happy birthday. Oh, this will be an interesting answer. Kevin.
Garnett.
John.
My hero.
From Kevin The Office.
Kevin Herter.
Malone.
Kevin Federline.
Federline.
Oh,
K-Fed. Really?
That?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I wanted to put that one out there for you.
K-Fed is, he's 42. You think he'd be older.
44.
Think he'd be older.
48.
46.
We have a correct answer. It is Christopher Lott, 46.
Big K-Fed guy.
Sorry, I've been trying to figure out who I picked in this Duquesne, but I was on the women's for the last 5 minutes. I'm like, where is Duquesne?
They're up 7. That's okay. Tom Maley had his first-round upset that he was talking about on the air, given March Madness quotes and stuff. Tom Maley said the first-round upset would be Tarleton State, which is not in the tournament at all.
Not in the men's or women's.
Nor are they in the NIT. They're
only
like,
that other one?
They're the other one below. Yeah.
CBA
or something. Wow.
Collective bargaining.
Too tired of your sports.
Happy birthday to, let's go with Rosie.
O'Donnell.
Yes, Rosie O'Donnell.
O'Donnell.
Rosie D.
Where's she been?
O'Donnell.
Okay.
Rosie O'Donnell, 64.
Rose O.D. is 69.
66.
Ooh, I wanted 66. I'll take 65 for Rod.
I think, Dave, you said 64?
I did.
That's the closest. 62.
Hey!
Former Sacramentan, Akello Weatherspoon.
His dad, Lucky, is still around. Yeah. Good dude.
It's my high school class. Is we went to high school together.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then you should be.
He's 27.
He is 27. Yeah,
thank you.
You're younger than everybody in the class. No, he just turned 28.
Yeah, he's 28.
He just
turned 28. That's what I was going to say.
I'm going to say 28.
Yeah.
29. Oh,
wow.
No.
Way to go, Chris.
Wow, Chris. In my class.
I can show you the homecoming picture.
I believe you. Now I'm starting to question whether I did it right.
By the way, BYU on a 2-0 run.
Oh, 92.
How was the
I didn't pick Duquesne anywhere.
Really? Happy birthday, Tom.
Maley.
Izzo. Got a win on his birthday.
Tom.
Holland.
Another Zont King.
Flores.
Tom Flores is 82.
Raiders coach.
Do you believe that?
2 Super Bowl wins.
81.
Yeah. 85.
Not in the Hall of Fame.
80.
Chris Watkins, the closest, 87.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
I mean, congratulations.
Wow.
We never did meet.
Alan Stiles.
And it's going to stay that way.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, we can break that out on the show.
Alan.
Happy birthday, everyone. You know what we want?
What?
We want funk.
That's right.
Yes.
Gotta have that funk.
I feel bad. People keep tagging Scott on Twitter still.
Keep it up.
It's just the momentum.
Yeah, he'll get so annoyed he'll do it just to shut everybody up. All right, Kings, and I'm sure Shohei, and much more NCAA tournament updates and all that with the fastest growing show in all of Sacramento, Sacktown Sports. Happy birthday, Alan.